Thank you, Mr. President. We thank the Gambia for its dedicated work as coordinator on transparency measures. Firstly, we are pleased to see that all affected state parties have now submitted Article 7 transparency reports in 2023, covering 2022. This includes the government of Afghanistan, which, following the change of government, had not submitted a transparency report in 2021, but which has submitted a report this year. We thank the Gambia and the ISU and Iraq for their dedicated efforts to adapt the Article 7 transparency report as per Action 45 of the Lausanne Action Plan. And we commend them for their collaborative approach in this process, drawing on the expertise of civil society. Mine Action Review has welcomed the opportunity to participate in this process, both in our own capacity commenting on the survey and clearance elements of the transparency report, and also on behalf of the Gender and Diversity Working Group, of which we are a member. It is important and right to update reporting forms as our understanding of aspects of treaty implementation strengthens over time, in line with best international practice. Improved reporting also helps monitor implementation of the Lausanne Action Plan, for which Mine Action Review provides the civil society monitoring on actions and indicators related to survey and clearance. With respect to Form F on contaminated areas and clearance, the new voluntary columns in the adapted tables enable affected state parties to report both contaminated area and land release in line with international mine action standards and the Lausanne Action Plan. Contaminated area can now be clearly reported as suspected hazardous areas or confirmed hazardous areas, and land release can be disaggregated by cancellation through non-technical survey, reduction through technical survey, and release through clearance. We encourage state parties to use these new columns. We also encourage affected states to use the narrative box in Form F to provide comprehensive updates on the status of implementation of work plans and envisaged timetables for completion. We hope that the strengthened templates help affected states to use Article 7 reporting to clearly communicate their challenges and needs, whether they be financial, technical, or logistical, and for donor states and implementing partners to provide support to meet those needs. Mine Action Review welcomes the introduction of Form J on gender and diversity of populations. Mine Action Review has a section on gender and diversity in each of our country reports, and we know through our own annual research that many states are taking steps to mainstream gender and diversity, which are not being currently captured in their existing Article 7 reporting. We encourage state parties to provide updates on this important topic in their Article 7 reports. Lastly, we hope that the adapted Article 7 template is endorsed and adopted by state parties this week and is used by state parties in their future reporting. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of NPA for her comprehensive statement. And now I hand over the floor to the representative of CMC.
سيدي الرئيس، إن أحد المبادئ الأساسية لاتفاقية الذخائر العنقودية هي الشفافية، حيث تطلب المادة رقم 7 من الدور الأطراف تقديم تقرير شفافي أولياً في موعد لا يتجاوز 180 يوماً بعد دخول الاتفاقية حيث النفاذ للدور الأطراف، وعلى أن يتضمن تفاصيل تنفيذها لأحكام الاتفاقية، ثم يجب على الدول الأطراف تقديم تقارير سنوياً محدثة بحلول 30 أبريل من كل عام. يعد الإبلاغ